Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Joining me here in Studio A, as I mentioned, the president of San Juan College, Dr. Tony Hopper-Pendergrass, is my guest this morning to talk about the spring semester here at San Juan College. It's the first Monday of the spring semester. And Dr. Pendergrass, welcome back to KSJE.
Thank you, Scott.
Good to have you here. And 1 week kind of under our belts a little bit here at the college. And so I always ask you about enrollment and things like that. And so can you give us some idea of how things are looking numbers-wise?
So far, things are looking really good, Scott. Our enrollment, the last time I checked, was up 3% in headcount and 6% in credit hours, and that's how we're funded, or how many students are in their courses at the end of the semester. So we have quite a long ways to go, but we're very optimistic at this point in the semester.
Very good. And I know sometimes from the fall numbers to the spring numbers, if you can even just maintain those numbers, that's a good thing. But in this case, the numbers are up a little bit.
Right, and it's comparison from last spring.
I see. So you're doing January to January.
Yes.
Of how things are looking. Very good. And the student housing, I want to ask you about that too, because that's also another important indicator of students who are now able to live here on campus and just trot down the hill for their classes and meals and what have you. And the student housing seems pretty full this semester too.
Yes, absolutely. We're at 92% fill rate, and mm-hmm. our goal is 95%. So we're very close. That equates to about 138 students.
Very good. And that really is, I think, changed a lot of things here on campus, having a population here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There were a lot of other moving parts to get all that working well together, weren't there?
Absolutely. We're very pleased with our students that are living in housing and making sure that they can access all of the different services we have here at the college at for extended hours.
Right, right. Very true. One thing you shared at the all-campus convocation that happened a couple of weeks ago now was some of the economic impacts that San Juan College has on the greater community. I thought that was really fascinating, the numbers that you shared. So I wanted to ask you a bit about that presentation this morning, if you don't mind.
Sure, I'd be happy to
share a little information about it. Yeah, talk a little bit about some of that. And it's a lot. There's a lot of big numbers. Let me get to the right button here. There it is. That we're looking at when we talk about how much the college contributes to the economy and how many people are employed here and all those types of things.
Yes, so it was a third-party economic impact study that was completed by a group called Lightcast, and they were previously economic modeling specialists, but they're a highly respected company that does this for all colleges and universities throughout North America. They also complete these studies for a lot of counties, states, so forth.
Very good. And some folks may say, well, it's really no secret how big of an economic driver San Juan College is here locally, but to actually have some data behind that is always helpful, I think, to know exactly how big of a player and driver the college is.
Yes.
And as we're looking at this graphic, we can see the number of credit students served of over 8,000, 8,349 to be exact. Non-credit students served 3,415. There are over 900 employees here at the college, which I was surprised to see. I'm proud to be one of those 968, mm-hmm. but that's a lot of people.
Yes,
to manage and to employ.
And this data set was really based on our fiscal year 2021-2022. This was kind of still when we were in COVID.
Well, that's true.
And so these numbers have really even increased since then. So right now we have almost 8,800 students, and then almost 30 on the credit side,
Rob,
and almost 3,800 on the non-credit side. So
okay, so about 400, 500 more numbers.
Yes,
than
absolutely.
What we're seeing. Mm-hmm. The payroll and benefits is $34.4 million. That's annually. That's a large number.
Yes, and this is how much was really spent in our community on groceries, rent, mortgages, dining out, or other household expenses.
Right, and the revenue that the college makes from tuition is about $7.2 million. And so some of the more math conscious folks in the audience may say, well, how does that work? The college obviously gets revenue from other sources too, to make that payroll.
Yes, we receive a large portion of our funding from the state. It's generally over 40%. We also receive tuition and property tax, and production tax is our main sources of revenue.
Got you. And that, I guess, all combines to help the college keep tuition rates about average in the state, which is kind of what it tries to do from day to day.
Yes, and then even nationally, from a company called Wallet Hub that helps individuals with their credit ratings, we were ranked second in the nation for cost and financing. So it's very reasonable, and our trustees really work hard to make sure that it's affordable for our constituents in our community.
Right. I think a lot of folks are pleasantly surprised when they see tuition rates for San Juan College.
Yes, they are $56 a credit hour now for individuals that live here in the county.
Right, very good. And then students from outside the region, another interesting number of 23%, almost a quarter of the students are from outside of the Four Corners region or just San Juan County?
Outside of the county.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And in addition, some local students, we refer them to them as retained students. Mm-hmm. So we have to think about the other 77%. They might have left San Juan County if it weren't for San Juan College to pursue other educational opportunities.
Interesting. And do you think with the addition of student housing, which I think postdates this study, that number may go up? You'll get more, attract more students from outside the region perhaps with the housing component?
Yes. And, you know, now that we're out of COVID and recovered, so to speak, I think that all of the numbers throughout this study would even be stronger.
Sure. And how does that compare to other colleges nationwide? I think we've always said that San Juan College kind of leads the way a little bit in New Mexico. At least that's what we heard at convocation when it comes to other community colleges. And enrollments and other things kind of leveling out or improving again since the pandemic and things like that?
Yes. We're pleased that we haven't fully recovered, but we are on the right trajectory.
Heading in the right direction.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. Very, very good. Let me ask you a bit, too, about spending on operations, another graphic that we'll put on the screen here for folks to take a look at. And that, again, shows a little bit about some of the just really big economic impact in the millions of dollars that the college creates here in San Juan County. And so let me go through these one at a time. Operation spending impact, that's payroll and other spending, that's $42.1 million added to the regional income?
Yes, this is added to our county economy in 2021-2022, our fiscal year.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then student spending, about $6 million?
Yes, that's correct.
And then alumni impact, again, folks who've been here and have maybe gone on to start businesses or gone on to join the workforce, that's another $254.3 million in income.
Yes, that's a tremendous figure. So this is really, over the years, students that have studied at San Juan College and have entered or re-entered the workforce with newly acquired knowledge and skills. Today, thousands of those former students are employed in San Juan County. So that's really the net impact of former students that are currently employed in our county's workforce. And that's a huge number.
Right. And all those dollar figures equate to jobs, which is the lower number on that graphic that we're showing everyone. So the operation spending is another almost 1,040 jobs. Another student spending is another 107 jobs supported in the region. And the alumni impact, another 2,700 jobs in the region.
Yes.
And so that's absolutely what we're looking at. And I know the college has been a big player in retraining courses for folks who maybe have been displaced from the industry that they were in or other things like that. And so these numbers kind of take those people into account, do they not?
Absolutely.
Very good. Excellent. And other numbers here, the economic impact, again, Total income added to the region at $302.5 million, or 4.4% of the region's GRP, which is seems to be a big chunk of that.
Yes, absolutely. And earlier, one thing I didn't mention is we talked about the 34.4 million of total payroll and benefits.
Right.
The college spent another 38.5 million on day-to-day expenses at the college. This includes facilities, supplies, and professional services. So that's all of this, you know, added together is what creates that 302.5 million of income that's goes towards our San Juan County economy.
Gotcha.
Contributes to.
And would that include things like if you're hiring a contractor, I guess, to do work on campus and things like that? Those are
yes,
the types of things you're talking about?
Yes, professional services, yes.
Gotcha.
Or supplies.
Or... Right, all those types of things. And so this number, and GRP, I know GDP, but I'm not familiar with GRP. Do you know?
Gross Regional Product.
Thank you. I knew you would know that. But that's another measurement of the economic health of a region, I guess, is
yes.
what they use.
Putting my economics degree to use.
There
I
you
guess.
Are. See, that's good. That's good. But and then part of the other graphic on this is showing us is 3,886 total jobs supported in the region, or one out of every 15 jobs.
Yes.
And that's has some kind of touch point to the college, I guess, is what that's telling us.
Yes.
Either they work here or they do work here or they benefited somehow from San Juan College.
Exactly.
Is what this is showing us. Very good. Investment analysis, student perspective, $201.3 million of, I guess, higher future earnings, because we always talk about if you come to continuing your education and get a degree or an associate's degree or certificate, that gives you higher earning power through the rest of your career.
Yes, absolutely, Scott. That's exactly what it is. So it's their cumulative present value of $201.3 million in increased earnings over their working lives.
And that's compared to the cost of getting that degree or certificate of $36.2 million, I guess.
Right. So the ROI, so for every dollar they invest in their education, they'll have a future earnings of $5.60, which is a rate of return of 25%, which is...
It's pretty good.
It's a pretty good return.
Right. I don't know of any stock markets that are doing that these days.
Right,
or,
I wish.
Or other funds, but the college is still a pretty good investment for sure. And from a taxpayer perspective, again, on this graphic that we're showing folks, again, $57.3 million in future tax revenue and government savings.
Yes.
And that is saying that folks who come here and are coming to San Juan College won't be as dependent on government resources. Is that the idea?
Absolutely.
Got it. And that's, again, about a 1.3% rate of return. And then the social perspective of $561.1 million, growth in the state economic base, future earnings, tax revenue, and private and social savings. And that number is just... I almost can't put my little mind around that number. It's so big.
I know. So basically, New Mexico invested $102.3 million to support San Juan College. In turn, the New Mexico economy will grow that big number, that $549.4 million over the course of the students' working lives.
Got you. And so it seems to me like these numbers really do kind of sell the story of San Juan College, whether you're talking to a state legislature who's now in the midst of their 30-day session, or local taxpayers or local residents or future students. I mean, it really does kind of sell the story of the opportunities available here and what the college gives back.
Certainly.
Very good. Overview of results here. Again, this is kind of wrapping everything up. And so it shows us that the college adds about $302.5 million in income to the region, 4.4% of that gross regional product, and almost 4,000 jobs supported in the region.
Yes.
And much more than just the 900 or so here at the college.
Yes.
That are directly. And the cost-benefit ratio for students of 5.6. The cost-benefit ratio for taxpayers, 1.2. So getting back more than they're putting in.
Yes.
I think is what I read from that.
That's correct.
And the society cost benefit cost ratio at 5.5.
Right. So that's also what you mentioned is in the government savings reduced.
Social programs and things,
right.
I suppose, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got
exactly.
It. Very good.
Well, this social is a, savings.
Right. This is a great report. And again, I think it's really nice to be able to share that with the community because, as you mentioned, some of the revenue from San Juan College does come from property taxes. And so every homeowner, business owner in the county supports the college in a small way.
Yes, absolutely.
And so that's wonderful. Success Matters is, of course, what we talk about all the time here at the mm-hmm. college, and that involves students and others, but that's also important to kind of track and see how students are continuing to do.
Yes, that's what we do every day. That's why we're here, is to make sure they finish what they start and have a great experience.
Right, or come back to us for retraining and something else if they want to try something else, I suppose.
Yes.
All those different things. And employees, same type of message as well, I would think.
Right. We want to have a great group of employees working here at San Juan College, and we want them to be happy and feel that they have productive careers.
Very good. And I know there are still some openings, so if folks are looking for a productive career, they can certainly go on the website and see some of the opportunities that are available.
Yes, and we absolutely measure this as well. In the last 3 years, that's ranged between 88 and 93% of our first choice candidates accept positions here at San Juan College. We're a platinum level employer that's been awarded by the state, so we really try and provide a good salary and benefit package and create a culture here at San Juan College that is supportive.
Very
and
good.
Caring.
Right. I want to back up to the students and ask you a bit about the student recommendation numbers, because those came in from a survey not too long ago, and I didn't think they could get any higher, but they did, which is pretty something to talk about, I think. Pretty
sure.
Impressive.
I'm happy to. So we participate in a survey every 3 or 4 years where we survey a large portion of our students regarding their perceptions of their experience. And it's through a national third party called the Community College Student Survey of Engagement. And we conducted it about 4 years ago, and 95% of the respondents that took the survey, these were students, indicated that they would recommend San Juan College to a friend or family member. Well, they took it in spring of 2023 again, and 98% of students would recommend San Juan College to a friend or family member.
Wow. How about that? I mean, that's amazing. I don't know of many other schools that have that type of number from their students.
I do not know of any other either. And the CEO of SESE presented 1 year here at the college, and she was blown away by the 95% at that time.
Right. Well, congratulations to
everyone. All of us. Yes.
Right. Who work here at the college. And then, of course, there's a community component to what is done here at San Juan College. As we've talked about, the college supports the community. And in turn, I think the community supports the college in a number of ways.
Absolutely. We're just so grateful to our community for all of their support. Whether it's a local bond, a state bond, or it's hiring our graduates, or if they visit and work out at our Health and Human Performance Center, or come to our community events and our theater, we're just so grateful to our community and the tremendous support they always have provided to us.
Right. We've seen a lot of changes this past fall, I think, from some of those bond dollars that the community approved and supported. We have a nice brand new shiny roundabout at the front of campus, mm-hmm. a nice archway mm-hmm. kind of telling you that you've arrived at San Juan College. Some signage, certainly, to help direct folks around the campus, which I think is much appreciated from folks who come up here for a community event, as you mentioned, or just coming to take a class.
Right. We'll have a mountain bike park. We have a mountain bike park now, but we're adding a pump track and some restrooms. We're replacing the rigging in our theaters and some fire retardant curtains. We're also putting in retractable bleachers in our gym. And then also we're relocating our physical plant from the center of our institution to up the hill a little bit.
Right. But all important projects. And I know the bleachers were part of the original plans, I think, for the HHPC that didn't get in because of, I think, budgetary issues. And now they're able to finally be added to the gymnasium, and where a lot of things happen.
And we plan to host a lot of tournaments, basketball, volleyball. We're having a pickleball tournament pretty soon.
That's true. Later this month, I think.
Yes.
Very good. Are you playing? Are you on a team?
Maybe.
Oh, okay. All right.
Beginner bracket if I play.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. You heard it here first, I think, maybe, folks. So we'll see. But good luck. Good luck with that. I know a lot of folks are enjoying pickleball, so that's a great thing. And again, all the graduates and all the students, that's what it's all about, and what a lot of folks are here for, is to see those folks at our graduation every May, and yes, all the colors in that graduation plaza. The next topic I wanted to ask you about, Dr. Pendergrass, this morning was accreditation. I know the college is in the kind of middle of an accreditation process. It's a really important thing for institutions like San Juan College, and maybe you can talk a bit about the importance of accreditation, why it is so important to be an accredited institution.
Yes, absolutely. We have our visit next month in February, the end of next month, and we have a regional accreditor, the Higher Learning Commission. And basically what your accreditation is your license to operate. So the Department of Education sends a team through the Higher Learning Commission of about five people, and they will evaluate our quality. And this is very important. It's usually conducted every 10 years. And if you do not have your accreditation, you're not able to offer certificates and degrees. Students that try and transfer after taking courses here, they won't count.
Those credits wouldn't count anywhere else.
If you're not accredited. Students would not be eligible for federal financial aid. We wouldn't be eligible to receive a lot of different forms of state funding, and we couldn't apply for a lot of federal and state grants. So it is super important.
And there's a lot of efforts going on right now in advance of this visit, I guess, to get the college ready, and the college has already presented some materials, I would assume, to the team who's coming to kind of talk about what it is that we do and how we do it and the procedures that are in place, the quality procedures?
Yes, we've been working on this for months, if not years, and we prepare a document called an assurance argument, and it has five criteria that are criterion, and teams of people have been working on each of these, and we will upload the document, which cannot exceed 35,000 words, later this month in January. And we've also completed a federal compliance document as well, and it's anywhere from 300 to 500 pages.
Wow, significant.
Yes, absolutely.
And the reason behind all that work that has been going on here. And so again, as we're looking at this graphic, what the accreditation is talking about is the academic offerings that you mentioned, the soundness of governance and administration, adherence to the mission of the college, the sustainability of its finances, which is important, I think, for folks to know that the college is going to be here for a while, a long while, and the sufficiency of its resources.
Yes, and the sustainability of its finances, we're really pleased that for the past, I think it's eight years, we've received what's called the Government Finance Officers Association Award for Excellence in Financial Reporting. So
very
we're
good.
Pleased with that.
And that talks about how things are paid and all bills are dealt with and, well, whatever
just
the case may be.
Everything financial.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So the mission of the college, there's five criterion, I think, if I
yes,
remember correctly.
Correct.
And that is kind of what this team will be looking at when they come, and we'll be doing some maybe interviews with staff and students about how well we meet the mission of these criterions.
Right. So they kind of triangulate the three things, the assurance argument, the compliance document, and then their on-site visit. And they make sure that we're actually doing what we wrote in those documents. And so they interview a wide breadth of people about these different topics that look at quality.
Right. And so one is the mission, of course. What is it? Does it guide us? Is there a commitment to the betterment of the community, I think, opportunities for civic engagement? In our diverse multicultural society, those are the main points that they're looking for, I guess, in that mission.
Correct.
And asking about it. And then, of course, there's integrity is number two, fair and ethical behavior, clear presentation, ethical governing board, freedom of expression, responsible acquisition, discovery, and application of knowledge. And so, again, that's number two. And as you said, the college has written about it, and then they're going to send a team to just kind of say, all right, now prove it to us, I suppose.
Right. Exactly.
And we're here to see it firsthand,
mm-hmm,
practicing what you preach.
Exactly. Okay. Walking the talk.
Right. Number three, teaching and learning, quality resources and support. Again, appropriate rigor, you know, making sure the classes are teaching what they say they're teaching. And at a level that they're teaching at, I guess, would be important,
college
too.
College level.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Engaging in effective programs, qualified faculty and staff, student learning and support and resources, which is also important. And I know that's well known, I think, on campus at least, and hopefully in the community, how much effort and resources goes into supporting our students. There's a number of different centers on campus for Native American students, Hispanic students, veteran students, all of that designed to help students succeed in their courses.
Right, and wraparound supports. We have a student achievement center that if anyone is having any difficulty that's outside of class, we work with our local nonprofits so that we can provide that support to them. And the foundation also helps us tremendously, like
right.
through our food pantry.
That's right.
And then free tutoring, just all the types of supports that our students would benefit from.
Right, and that's not found everywhere. I think that's unique, some point unique to San Juan College.
Yes, we really strive to meet our students' needs.
Right. And, of course, the students come from a variety of backgrounds and socioeconomic levels and in areas across the region. If they're not living here on campus, they may be driving 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 miles or further to get to class every
yes,
day.
Yes, they do.
And it's always amazing to me. At graduation, you ask, I think, every year mm-hmm. how many graduates drove more than 50 miles to get to class. And it's amazing to me how many folks stand up mm-hmm. and show that they've done that. Criterion number four ensures quality of offerings, engaged in ongoing assessment, and pursues educational improvement. This is all about teaching and learning, evaluation and improvement. And I think that's something that, again, the college takes pride in, of kind of evaluating its programs from time to time and seeing maybe if there's a better way to teach it or to do it or to get better student outcomes from these classes.
Right. We really measure if students are learning and if they're getting jobs.
That's important. Mm-hmm. Very, very true. And number five is, again, effective leadership, appropriate resources, and integrated planning and improvement for institutional effectiveness, resources, and planning. And that sounds like it falls on you a little bit.
Right. So Edward Desplos is chairing this criterion, our executive vice president. But it's really making sure we have the resources needed to support students and that we're doing effective strategic planning to move the college forward and this community as well.
Right. And that's going to be some of the longer range things that we hear talked about sometimes and the
yes.
partnerships that you're making and things like that as we move forward.
Exactly.
And some of those exciting things. And then this last, I think almost last graphic I wanted to share with the audience here is all about federal compliance filing. And that talks about a number of things, but this is all part of that accreditation process too.
Yes, this is that second document that I mentioned was 300 to 500 pages.
That's right. Assignment of credits, handling of student complaints, which I think is important too. If a student has a mm-hmm. concern or a complaint, how is that handled? Publication of transfer policies, how students can take the credits they've earned here and transfer them elsewhere.
Yes.
And then a verification of student identity, protection of student privacy, publication of student outcome data. That's what you were talking about, is how students are mm-hmm. succeeding in classes or going on to get jobs, I guess, mm-hmm. with their degrees. And standing with the state and other accreditors and recruiting and admissions practices. Making sure yes. all that's on the up and up, I would say.
Yes.
Very good. And all these things will be part of this visit and part of the filing that the college is sharing with this team?
Yes.
And the timeline, I guess, they're coming in February, you said?
Yes, February 26th and 27th.
You know that date?
I do know it.
Do you have a countdown clock on your
Pretty
desk?
Pretty much.
I would think you would. And then the timeline from there, they'll be here for a couple of days. And then even before they leave town, I understand they'll meet and talk about what they encountered here at the college. And then they'll go back and compile a report, I think.
Yes, and then we'll receive that after that.
What's the time frame about?
I think within a month.
Okay. And then you'll know, I guess there's an opportunity to make some factual corrections, right?
I think they'll send it to us, and then if there's some errors in fact, we'll have the opportunity to make some suggestions.
Gotcha. But that's as limited as it is.
Yes.
So, and that's what they ask you to do. And then this quality initiative too. So as you get that, and then we'll learn about the accreditation, I guess, within that month or a little bit later on.
I think it'll be within the month or two. I'm not exactly sure.
Okay. but sooner rather than later.
Right.
Is what it sounds like to me. And the final thing I wanted to share with everyone is the quality initiative, the Caring Campus, and some of the things that the college pledges to do with both students and others. I think that's kind of interesting to have that in writing and to talk about that, of what we try to do inside the classroom and outside the classroom.
Yes, these are our behavioral commitments for Caring Campus, and it's a national initiative that we're part of, but I'm so proud of our employees that came together and developed these behavioral commitments, and then they developed professional development modules for them as well. Our faculty also came together and developed behavioral commitments, and then they all worked together to develop what we do inside the classroom and outside the classroom.
Got you. And some of
And this was part of our accreditation. We had to do a project within this time frame and send it to them. And so this was what our topic was.
That's what it was. So it does relate to the accreditation as
yes.
well.
Mm-hmm.
But also helps, I think, with students to feel more comfortable here on campus.
Yes,
especially
absolutely.
This time of year when it's the first few days of the semester and people are still wandering the halls wondering where they are going.
We want students to feel welcome and feel like they belong here.
Right. And one of the things is, for folks who are listening on the radio, maybe who can't see the graphic, I'll just read through it real quick, is outside the classroom, we promise to greet you with a smile, wear our name badges so you know who to ask for help, and help you find the resources that you need to succeed. And I really thought that something so simple as wearing a name tag really makes a difference for a visitor or someone new to the campus.
Yes, it definitely does.
And that's well documented, I think. And you shared a story maybe last year or year before, on how that works. And then inside the classroom, the college promises to learn your name and get to know you. That's all staff and faculty. Consider your individual situation and provide you with a clear vision of what you can do to be successful. And as a teacher, I think that's really important for students to know and to see.
Right. I think these behavioral commitments really show that we take our values here at the college very seriously, they're called ICARE, which is innovation, collaboration, accountability, respect, and excellence.
Right. And show those as much as we can.
Yes.
To students and others who are visiting the campus. Well, Dr. Pendergrass, we're just about out of time this morning. It goes by quick, it seems, when you and I get together, but I always appreciate your time. I know how busy you are, especially now with this accreditation visit looming, and maybe that's not the right word to use, but certainly coming up on the calendar. So I appreciate you being here.
Thank you for inviting me, Scott.
You bet. Great to see you. Dr. Tony Hopper Pendergrass, the president of San Juan College, my guest here at KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.